It's a word I made up. What separates an edu novel from any other kind of novel is that it's not written on the basis of a storyline, and it's not written on the basis of characters, and it's not written on the basis of my experiences, but simply trying to weave information about soils into a story. So that's my definition of this word. And this is the cover of the book, and I figured it's probably, I'm not really to the level of having a nom de plume, but I figured what the heck, since I'm doing it, I might as well. Our program has been changing. Many of yours have changed quite a while ago, but ours is changing, and we're getting less students from the farm or farming experience. So less familiarity with soils concepts. And so, and I teach the soils course. So is there some way that I could get information about soils and soils concepts to the students before they study the topic in the class per se? And so is there some way to do this? And I decided to write a story centered around concepts that the students need to understand in studying a particular subject, in this case soils, and specifically, again, soils concepts or information. And I put it in terms of a space exploration story. Now, I thought that virtually 100% of the students would like this. We have Star Wars, Stargate, Star Trek 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 10. I don't know how many they're going to come up with. But I thought everybody would be into this, and so it would be a good vehicle. So basically, we've got a spaceship with an agricultural climate system. And the footnotes there, those are just for today. Those don't normally appear. And I'll explain why they're there in just a minute. So allowing for long-term space exploration, ship is attacked, it's damaged, seeks shelter, and again, camouflage. I'll tell you what that's all about in a minute, in water. And eventually the ship escapes and goes back home. So at the beginning here of the story, concepts of the importance of soil and the environment in terms of growing food and purifying water and air and recycling organic matter, etc. Charge on clays is covered, and water and organisms in soil pores, and the inclusion of some information about surface tension. So that's in the little blurb there on the back. The copy of the book is here on the front. And so in the beginning, the importance of soil and the role it plays. And we could say this is in terms of the spaceship, but it's, of course, also relative to Earth itself. So the spaceship, the atmosphere, water, organic matter has to be recycled for long-term space exploration. This is all covered early on in the book. I might say that I did use one convention, and that is that the first several pages of the book are simply intended to snare the reader. In my experience, poor readers won't read much if they don't get hooked right at the very beginning. So the very beginning is just a hook to get them into reading the book, and then we get into the main concepts, which are here in the first chapter. Dust collects on the ship. This is a little bit reversed, but it works out okay in a sense. The dust is negatively charged, the ship is positively charged, and so the dust is collecting on the ship. Attraction of opposite charges, clay particles and their charges, cation exchange. Those types of concepts are covered in that part of the book. We talk about the asteroids. They're going into an asteroid field. You'll notice some relationship here. You don't use these numbers, but these are the numbers I used in the book. And I used quite a bit of liberty in using those numbers. They're not in millimeters or centimeters, is what I'm saying. So sand, silt, and clay in texture can be related there. The atmosphere in the asteroid field is higher in carbon dioxide. And the soil's concept of soil air, although there's no real air in the story per se. Water in the pores, pore size, shape, surface tension, that's all a part of the story. The nature of water in the pores, movement of water between pores, that's all covered as part of the story also. And then we have organisms living in the pores, so another concept here that's brought out in the storyline. There are other concepts in the book also, and some of you may even find concepts that I didn't intentionally put in there are there, or ways of relating it. Students basically need motivation to read the book. I will say that in every class that I've used this book, there is one student, only one, who pipes up at the beginning and says, "Why do we have to read a book? We don't read books in science classes. We have a textbook and we study the textbook. Why are we reading this book?" There was some tendency this year. Some of the students wanted to just turn this class into an English class where we read this book and discussed it, and that was going to be the whole soils class. That was not my intention, but there was some movement in that direction. And of course, some students don't like science fiction. It's too silly for them. And many students are poor readers, and that affects what happens also. Motivation, I typically ask a short one word or several word answer on a quiz, usually on Friday. What I've been doing is having them read a chapter a week, and on reflection, it's probably better if we just cover the whole thing in the first week of class. Also related to lectures and quizzes in the class. That is, these questions are related to lectures and quizzes in the class. And when I ask about the importance of soil and the environment and particle size types questions, they often get these correct. I have no way of knowing if that's from lecture, the book, or the textbook. I don't know of any real way to separate those. There may be some good ways, but I'm unaware of them. Also, I did not ask the questions if they found the book helpful in understanding or learning soils concepts. What I really am after is them doing better on quizzes and exams as a indication of practically learning the material. However, I did ask some students some aspects of the story. Did they like this? What did they think of the story? Okay. Characters? Okay. Readability? Sort of all over the map, except tends to be a little bit on the high side. Level of vocabulary. One of the students' complaints over the years has been my use of vocabulary. I use words that they think are unfair to use because they don't know what they mean, so I shouldn't be allowed to use those words in class. And relationship to class, maybe a little bit on the low side. And I got some comments. Now, I'm always a little bit leery of student responses to any aspect. But I did get some responses, written responses, that indicates quite a bit of, I think, honesty on the part of the students you'll see. not interesting for young people. Nice comment. I don't know what it means, but it's interesting. Not what we like to read. I liked it because it's related to soils information. It was a lot more fun to read than a regular textbook. There's some misspellings, and that's true. There were some misspellings. I think we've got those all taken out. I did have the book read. The book was read by faculty members. Either they weren't any better spellers than me, or they just neglected to show me the errors. I'm not sure really how that happened. About as interesting as you can make a story related to a class. The story was hard to follow. I enjoyed the story, but wish it had been explained and referred to in class more. And didn't find it helpful. Reminded me of Star Trek. So actually, I've gotten that comment several times. I'm not sure the validity of that, the relationship, but I have gotten that comment several times. Well, there are two next steps. I'd really like to have the opportunity to move away from Wilmington College. I'm heavily involved with all the students all the time, and it would be nice to be able to have some students outside my sphere of influence, if you will, to read the book and get some feedback that way. What would be even better would be if I could convince some of you to write some stories. And I should think that we ought to be able to come up with some good ones, taking into consideration the recent forensics that we've been, 250 people or something at a conference on soil forensics. So there ought to be a storyline in there someplace that would be interesting to write about and would be interesting for students to read. And Patriot Publishing, which is just me, basically, and my wife. And that's it. I can answer questions, or we can move on, whichever.